staying overseas, it's been over a decade since North and South Korea marched under the same flag at a major international event. But tomorrow they will do just that as the Winter Olympics kick up in Pyeongchang. This signals a dramatic shift from the hostile relationship the two have been engaged in for the past couple of years. Professor Andrew O'Neill, Dean of Griffith University Business School, told The Wire's Cody Chausis that although this is a good sign, it's important to be realistic about the situation.
What's not clear is what this is going to result in terms of development in the bilateral relationship between North and South Korea. It's also not clear how other countries in the region and the United States are prepared for any major negotiations or deal between the two Koreas. But one thing is very clear, it's that this event has given North Korea an incredible opportunity to raise its profile as an independent actor in the region, and it's given the North Korean regime a great opportunity to showcase its country in the region, but also to send a signal to the North Koreans domestically, ordinary North Koreans, that North Korea is a major player on the international stage.
Do you expect this positive relationship to continue, given Moon Jae-in's previous comments about wanting to better it?
Moon Jae-in, when he came to power in April last year, was committed to improving relations with the North, and he did extend a series of olive branches to Pyongyang about engaging in bilateral dialogue without any preconditions, despite North Korea's quite aggressive missile and nuclear testing program. So the South Korean government under Moon Jae-in has had quite a significant role in facilitating North Korea's involvement in the Winter Olympics, despite the North Koreans really being very uncooperative up until very recently, and despite pressure from the United States, really on South Korea, to pull back from its engagement strategy with North Korea. And so, you know, for many South Koreans, I think the jury is still out on whether this is going to yield a significant payoff in the long term as opposed to a short-term sugar hit for the bilateral relationship and benefit to Kim Jong-un.
Has there been any sort of indication as to how the rest of the West will react to a closer bond between the two?
I think there are some divisions. I think what we've seen in the last couple of days is some discomfort in Washington about the North Koreans potentially exploiting this opportunity. Overnight, for example, Vice President Mike Pence has said that he wouldn't want to see the North Koreans hijack the Winter Olympics, and I think there's a bit of a risk of that. Most of the attention is going to be on the novelty of having North Korean athletes participating, but also the attendance of Kim Jong-un's sister, who in her own right is a very senior member of the Korean Workers' Party and the number one architect of the North Korean propaganda machine. So the Americans have concerns. I think that the South Korean government certainly is pleased to have the North involved. It may yield some discussions and dialogue between the two countries, but I wouldn't envisage anything significant in terms of political agreements coming out of this initiative, at least not in the short term.
What's the biggest threat to this partnership?
We've been here before. In 2006, North and South Korea marched the Winter Olympics under the same flag. Earlier, marched under the same flag at the 2002 Soccer World Cup. So it's not as if the two Koreas haven't done this before. I think in the short term, there will be a sugar hit for the kind of romantic view that one day the two Koreas can reunify under a single flag, but technically these are two countries that are still at war. I do think we have to temper our optimism and enthusiasm with the realisation that there are extraordinary gaps and differences between North Korea and South Korea, most of which are unbridgeable.
Dean of Griffith University Business School, Professor Andrew O'Neill, speaking to The Wire's Cody Chausis.